Так, все, хлопай в ладоши и начинай.
Hello, and welcome to a series called DNAzyme 1023 Base DNA Nanomachines for Hello, welcome to a series called DNAzyme 1023 Base DNA Nanomachines for Nucleic Acid Detection. My name is Maria Rubel. I'm from DNA Nanosensoric Lab of Utmo University, and we are focusing on developing various tools for diagnostic and therapeutic purposes. Today, during this essay, I'm gonna tell you what the DNAzyme is, how you can design your own system, and how it can be treated and characterized. DNAzymes are specific DNA strands that can perform certain kind of function, including ligation or cleavage of other nucleic acids. DNAzymes were developed through in vitro selection for DNAzymes were developed through in vitro selection to mimic the naturally occurred in cells ribozymes. In comparison to ribozymes, DNAzymes are more stable and therefore more convenient to be used in vitro detection, in tube detection, and in vivo detection. DNAzymes literally are loops of DNA that can bind magnesium or any other bivalent ions and then attach them to a specific position that can cleave, for example, ribonucleic acid bonds. In 2010, a binary sensor was employed to be used for in vitro detection with a DNAzyme core. Doctors Alison Todd and Elisa McCarney developed a system that in 2010, a binary sensor that employing DNAzyme core was developed. Dr. Alison Todd and Elisa McCarney split the loop a halves. No. Doctors Alison Todd and Elisa McCarney split the loop in halves and attached to one side an analyte recognition fragment and to another side a fragment that recognized a meticulously designed fluorescent substrate. Once the system is formed, the substrate finds its own place and a cleavage in the Once the analyte is found, the entire system assembles and the DNAzyme core is formed. The core can later cleave the middle of the fluorescent substrate, and so the fluorophore comes apart from the quencher and the signal emits. The residual of the substrate dissociate from the system, opening a place for a new cycle of the substrate attachment begins. Such a solution creates a sensor that has superior abilities in terms of selectivity and sensitivity in comparison to, for example, more or less convenient for diagnostic purposes, molecular beacons, simply due to several rounds of the cleavage with one system to be created in the tube. Among all the advantages, DNAzyme has a number of drawbacks. For example, they cannot properly work with highly structured fragments and double-stranded DNA. The problem remained until 2019, when Dmitry Kolpashikov suggested a hypothesis to add a specifically designed facilitator attached to one half. Among all the advantages, There is still a couple of... Among all the advantages, there is still a couple of problems a binary DNA design cannot solve. For example, it cannot work properly with highly structured nucleic acids and DNA nanomachine and double-stranded DNA. The problem remained until 2019, when Dmitry Kalpashnikov proposed an idea of a DNA nanomachine. He suggests to add specific facilitators by size to the binary sensor. One half of the core attached to the facilitator with a double-stranded DNA frame called tile. In this case, it provides a so-needed rigidity that helps to innovate the complex structures as well to room some space for the core to be formed. Such a system enhanced the sensitivity, and in the same time, since the half remain independent from each other, the selectivity also remain intact. The DNA nanomachines can be used, for example, to detect point mutations and single nucleotide substitutions. During this essay, our PhD students Muhannad and Maria will tell you all the aspects of the DNA nanomachines design, and so you can later create your own system. And also, they will tell you how you can characterize your system, for example, with polyacrylamide, gel electrophoresis, and functional fluorescence tests. Hello, and welcome to the series called DNAzyme 1023 based DNA nanomachines for nucleic acid detection. My name is Maria Rubel. I'm from DNA Nanosensoric Lab of Utmo University, and we are focusing on developing various tools for detection and for therapeutic purposes. Today, in this essay, I'm gonna tell you what DNAzyme is, how you can design your own system, and how you can treat it for in vitro diagnostics. DNAzyme is a specific DNA fragment that was developed to mimic naturally occurred in the cell ribozyme. It was developed through the in vitro selection called CELEX. And since it is made of DNA, it is a bit more stable than the RNA molecules and more applicable for in vitro and in tube detections. DNAzyme 1023 is literally a loop that can retain magnesium and other bivalent ion inside the loop and attract them to a certain position that can cleave a nucleic acid bond. In 2010, a binary sensor that employ DNAzyme core was developed. Doctors Alison McCarney and Doctors Alison Todd and Elisa McCarney split the loop into halves and attach a fragment that recognizes the analyte they would like to, and on the other side, and on the Doctors Alison Todd and Elisa McCarney split the loop into halves and attach a fragment recognition analyte and attached an analyte recognition fragment on one side and a fluorescence substrate recognition fragment on the other side.
Так.
Это надо вечером, совсем поздно вечером записывать, чтобы никого не было.
Да.
В следующий раз будем знать. DNA enzymes are specific DNA strands that can perform certain functions like cleavage or ligation of other nucleic acids. DNA enzymes were developed through in vitro selection process to mimic naturally occurred in cells ribozymes. DNA enzymes are more convenient for diagnostic and in vitro tasks since it is made of more stable DNA rather than ribozymes. DNA enzymes are literally a loop that can hold magnesium or other bivalent ions inside and attract them to a certain position to cleave nucleic acid bonds. In 2010, a binary sensor that employed the DNA enzyme core was developed. Doctors Allison Todd and Elisa McCani split the loop into halves and attach one half, then recognize a nanolite fragment. Давай я пойду поругаюсь.
Не, не, сейчас он не закончит. Могу долго. Наложится.
А.
Мусор забирает. Муханат что-то не отписался.
Муханат вчера прилетел.
Вчера прилетел?
Я ему напишу сегодня. А, я волосы не распустила.
А как вообще это должно видео быть? То есть, условно, там ты говоришь сначала приветствие, потом ты как-то съезжаешь в маленький экранчик.
Можно меня просто убрать и там показывать видео.
А, вот.
Вот, собственно говоря, первая часть, там, где я рассказываю про бинарный, там можно без вот этого тайла, о том, что вот оно вот центральная часть, две половинки, ты когда-то это рисовал.
Ну да, я так и подумал.
И она вот так вот разделяется, потом бла-бла-бла, и мы рассказываем, что Колпачиков предложил тайл.
Да,
и
да,
вот
да.
Тайл, и потом вторая, и все.
То есть, условно, сначала показать, что там идет сборка вот этого бинарника,
угу.
А потом, что типа Колпачиков и к бинарнику прирастает вот эта вот типа штука с тайлом.
Да. Сделано из колпачиковых маников.
Это я тоже могу сделать.
Я не знаю.
Для внутреннего пользования. ДНК скайл. Ой.
Все?
Так, все пишется, ты в фокусе.
Давай. In 2010, a binary sensor that employed a DNA enzyme core was developed. Dr. Allison Todd and Elisa McCani split the DNA enzyme core loop in halves and attached to one side an analyte recognition fragment and a substrate recognition fragment to another side. Once the analyte is found its place, the entire system assembles and the DNA enzyme core is formed. It can then cleave the meticulously developed fluorescent substrate. Leading the quencher in the substrate comes apart from the fluorophore. Once the fluorophore goes to a distance, it starts emits a fluorescent signal. And the substrate residual dissociate from the system, opening a place for a new substrate to find, opening a place for a new cycle of the substrate attachment begins. Such a solution creates a sensor that has superior abilities in terms of selectivity and sensitivity. In comparison, for example, to conventional molecular beacons that are widely used in diagnostic. Among all the advantages that a binary sensor has, there's still a couple of drawbacks that didn't solve. It didn't solve. For example, it cannot detect highly structured nucleic acids or double-stranded DNA. The problem remained until 2019, when Dmitry Kolpashikov suggested an idea to incorporate a double-stranded DNA nanosensors. DNA nanosensors has additional facilitators by side to the central binary sensor. The facilitators are attached to one of the halves of the binary sensor with a double-stranded structure called tile. The tile provided a so-needed rigidity to the system that allows for better unwinding purpose, that provides a better unwinding and in the same time creates some room for a DNA sensor to be formed. Since one of the half of the DNA sensor does not attach to the tile, the entire system remains extremely selective to substitutions and variations of nucleic acids, and so it can be used for even for point mutation detection. In the same time, the selectivity, the sensitivity of the system drastically enhanced. In the same time, the sensitivity of the system drastically enhanced. During this essay, our PhD students, Muhannad and Maria, will tell you aspects of the DNA nanomachine design, and also they will provide you some information about tools how to characterize your own system. For example, polyacrylamide, gel electrophoresis, and functional fluorescence tests.
Подожди, я знаешь, что подумал?
Что?
Что?